Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine and neck long, and the shoulders are relaxed, elbows are relaxed, hands are relaxed, and on your lap, your eyes are closed gently and softly. Then let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head and neck, and the spine reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground, and finally reaches the very center of our planet. So by observing this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. So meaning you start sensing the space around you. So observe. You are feeling sensation, what you see. So you are firmly grounded. Your chakras are settled. And your consciousness can travel around you and in and out of your body freely. You are aware of the space in front, back, side, above, beneath. So learning about yourself, your life, your mind, and trying to do a meditation, healing work, and so on, it's all about self-education. All of us have to educate ourselves. And self-education is done by yourself. No one else can do that. You have to educate yourself. Your responsibility. But at the same time, you have to do it right way. So problem is, whenever we try to educate ourselves, our ego try to educate us. Our ego constantly tells us, you need this, you have to make effort more, you have to be better, you know, you are not good enough yet, you know, constantly. So it's a false education, false learning. So we have to undo such a big amount of the past false educational knowledge and information and so on. We are undoing such a false information, and we start doing the right self-education. And once you do the right self-education, its effect your life and your mind, your health, everything right away. You can't miss it. So this meditation is one of the step of the this education. So now let's start breathing, not with nostrils or mouth, but with whole body. So imagine you inhale from all directions. Breathe in to whole body. And breathe out to all directions. Can you do that? Breathe in from all directions. Breathe out to all directions. So do this two few more times by yourself. Slowly, steadily, you breathe in and out. If you repeat this, you might feel that your body is floating in the air. So you might be able to forget about gravity for a while. And now, when you breathe in, hold. And you can observe, you start breathing out naturally. You breathe in prana, power, strength, and hold. You are filled with prana, power, strength, and very much naturally and automatically it breathes out to all directions again. So you breathe in love and peace and abundance from all directions. Hold. And sometime you observe the love and the peace, abundance, they are breathed out to all directions. So if you receive something very naturally, automatically, you are giving out. This is the dynamics. You can't change this dynamics. If you receive, you give. This is nature. You don't need to think anything, but you have to be aware that you receive. If you overlook what you are receiving, of course you can't perceive you are giving. So one more time, from all the directions, you receive passion and compassion and safety. Breathing passion, compassion and safety, and hold, it's yours, hold. And you are on pace any time. You can observe it's breathed out. You give away, but they don't lose passion, compassion, safety, love, peace, abundance. Prana, power, strength, everything is still in you, and also you give away. Then come back to normal breathing and relax. So this is what's happening all the time to you. Nothing else happens. You always breathe in what you need, and you always breathe out what you needed and what you received. And you give the same qualities to everyone, everywhere. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about your life. So then what you have to do is be aware of it. So our ego doesn't look at this. Our ego perceives completely different thing. We all the time chasing. We all the time keep a heavy, painful emotions and never feel passion, compassion in our mind. We don't feel strength and power and love inside of us. It's the ego's sight. But when you choose to be aware of this nature, your sight is completely different. And your sight has to be different because it affects not only you, affect others, your beloved one, your family, your friends, your lovers. So today, let's be aware of our nature. We are always breathing love and peace, and we are always breathing out love and peace. Plus, listen to your inner voice now. Let's listen to our inner voice. So your ears are now turned in and try to listen to your voice. Your guide is in you. Holy Spirit is in you. True Self is in you. Listen to the voice. Can you hear? The voice says, I'm here. I'm here with you. I'm here with you wherever you go. I'm here with you whatever you do. I'm here with you even when you forgot me. Listen to the voice. If you say you can't hear the voice in you, you tell a lie. Voice is always here. So to start to listen to the voice, so repeatedly listen to the voice, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here with you. Try to listen. Why I say that you tell a lie? Ego all the time tells you that be careful with your inner voice. Don't listen to your inner voice. Before listen to your voice, you have to check what it will say and why it will say and how it will say. And you are so defensive. You are so defensive and you don't want to listen to. You don't trust. You're so defensive. But if you choose to trust your inner voice And you choose to be defenseless. You listen to the voice all the time. I'm here. And once you start accepting, receiving this Holy Spirit inside of you and agree with listening to the voice always guides you what to do, where to go, what to say, everything. So you sometimes hear that voice as your intuition, synchronicity, or even by accident. So all of those stuff are the guidance. So let's be defenseless. Let Holy Spirit breathe in and out. Let Holy Spirit guide us. Ego breathes in just oxygen. Holy Spirit breathes in prana, everything. So today, let's choose again. Let Holy Spirit do everything. Holy Spirit uses your personality, your character, your experience, your intelligence, your skills, everything perfectly. So now your consciousness is focusing on the within you, Holy Spirit, the light, love, Almighty is in you. And you always receive fresh love and peace and strength and passion and compassion and abundance. Trust and safety and security and harmony, and you give out. And the Holy Spirit uses your body to witness this truth about you. You witness it. So your happiness lies in your defenselessness. Your recovery lies in your defenselessness. Your safety and peace lies in your defenselessness. Your love and passion lies in your defenselessness. Your success lies in your defenselessness. Of course, as you know, if you are defenseless toward somebody, the relationship will be different. But the most important thing is that you have to be defenseless and open to your guide, your true self, your wisdom, Holy Spirit. This is the first step and last step of our self-education. You might feel some warmth or a soothing sensation or something in your chest. Yes, here the flow of love waiting for your awareness. Feel it. And also the space all around you, always giving you love and peace, abundance, power and life, strength. So let's keep this awareness, let's keep this sensation. So my happiness lies in my defenselessness. It's from A Course in Miracles, workbook, lesson 153. So let's keep this as our mantra for a week and try not to overlook what we experience, what we witness. Okay, keep this sensation of inner peace, inner power. Slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.